Fantasy Sports Today.
What is up? Welcome inside the Fantasy Sports Network studios for today's edition of Fantasy Sports Today. I'm Greg Sussman, joined today by my good friend Emery Hunt, the czar of the playbook. Emery, the big news coming out of yesterday was Andrew Luck, once again, throwing a football. Now, it wasn't an NFL-sized football, but it was a football nonetheless. After 500-plus days, Luck is once again throwing, showing a little bit of optimism that he actually will be ready for training camp, that he actually will be out there on opening day, as Jim Irsay has promised now each of the last 2 years. Do you believe Andrew Luck on opening day in September will be 100% ready to go?
I think so. I think when you look at what he's doing now in training camp or mini camp is throwing the football more than what we've seen in the last 2 years. So even though it's a high school football, it doesn't matter. It's still a football nonetheless. So I think, yes, he will be out there starting, which makes things interesting for Jacoby Brissett or Phillip Walker. Maybe one of those guys can be Nick Foles or put off into a trade like Sam Bradford was for the Eagles and Vikings last year.
Well, if the Colts know what's good for them, they probably won't trade Jacoby Brissett away. As we've seen, Luck has had plenty of complications with that shoulder. But if you're right, and he is 100%, I have to ask, does this make T.Y. Hilton once again a top 7 wide receiver in the NFL? I mean, we saw his huge games last year, but other than that, it was a struggle with Brissett at quarterback.
You know what? That's an interesting question because despite being able to throw the football, we know T.Y. Hilton thrives off the deep ball. Can Andrew Luck really get it downfield? That's going to be the biggest key. Until then, I will probably look more toward the backfield. Nyheim Hines, the rookie, the tight ends, Jack Doyle. Maybe those guys can be more of in play right away until we see Andrew Luck really throw the football deep downfield.
Well, let me kind of follow up right there. You mentioned Nyheim Hines. I feel like everybody's just assuming that Marlon Mack is going to be the starting running back for Indianapolis. He wasn't even the first name out of your mouth.
Exactly, because you know why? He has speed, but Nyheim Hines has difference-making speed. Also, Nyheim Hines, this is going to be his second full year as a tailback. At NC State, he was a full-time wide receiver. Last year was his first year as a full-time tailback. But having played both positions, he's likely to maybe line up in the slot and be that guy like how, you know, teams utilize Tariq Cohen, how the Saints may have utilized Alvin Kamara. I can see him being the move piece while Mack may be the starter, but Nyheim Hines will give you more bang for your fantasy buck.
And you mentioned Jack Doyle as somebody that Andrew Luck has consistently relied upon. And maybe somebody, if the arm isn't all the way back or the shoulder, can't throw it as deep as we're used to, he can rely on Jack Doyle. But then I have to ask, what about the newest signee? What about Eric Ebron? I know he had a lot of issues, certainly, in Detroit. But a new home for Ebron will produce new results.
Exactly. When you see that he now has motivation, things didn't fare out well in Detroit. He's known as a bust in Detroit, although he had some injuries and some other issues. But he turned it on toward the latter part of the season. And you're right. He could be in play as well as Jack Doyle. I think all of the short to intermediate options are in play. The two tight ends, the tailback. Until we get to see Andrew Luck really rip it and throw it deep downfield, then I would start to buy into T.Y. Hilton.
So a little bit apprehensive then when it comes to T.Y. Hilton.
Right. I don't want to buy too much in him right away because, yes, it's just a high school football. I still want to see Andrew Luck be able to rip it in game situations.
One name I do have to mention then is Ryan Grant, who signed with the Ravens, but it was voided once the Ravens checked his physical, a.k.a. signed Michael Crabtree. So then they voided the contract of Ryan Grant. He goes to the Colts instead. And that second wide receiver position is wide open in Indianapolis. What do you think about Ryan Grant, Emery?
Think about what we just talked about, all these intermediate options. Think about what Ryan Grant did well with the Redskins, a guy that caught the short pass, the third down, third and medium plays. So, yes, he's another one that's probably a little bit higher than T.Y. Hilton right now until we see Andrew Luck rip it. So you look at a short to intermediate receiver, your tight end options, your backs out the backfield, all of those guys are in play. Grant is a possession receiver, and again, all it takes for one preseason game for Luck to really rip it to, okay, he's good, he's back, let's go with T.Y. Hilton. Everybody else will be secondary. But right now, everything else is probably in play a little bit more than Mr. Hilton.
What Emery just said proves a very, very valuable point. We are a month away from training camp, which means we are 3 months away from the start of the NFL season. All of this advice, it's real. You have to be apprehensive when it comes to T.Y. Hilton. We have not seen Andrew Luck rip the ball down the field. It was just 2 days ago for the first time in 500 days we saw him throw a football, and it wasn't even a regulation-size NFL football. Maybe it was deflated. I don't know, Emery. But what I do know is what the decisions you're making now, they may not be the same decisions you're going to make when we see Andrew Luck throw it in July, and then when we see Andrew Luck throw it in August, and ultimately what we see him throw in week one. It's all going to change, and we're going to have you covered each and every day here on the Fantasy Sports Network. Emery, you will too, obviously.
Appreciate that. Definitely will.
Absolutely. So follow Emery Hunt on Twitter. Follow me as well. Watch all the great programming we have on the Fantasy Sports Network, including the Fantasy Best Friends Forever, every day, Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern. Thank you so much for watching, and we'll see you tomorrow.
That was good. Good work.